My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey, put a little... I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Oh, yeah, man. Welcome back in on a Friday afternoon. Glad to have you riding along with us here. Mike has the day off. I'm the Bulldog along with Zach Jones. Happy to welcome back on the West Her Hotline, one of our very favorites, golongtd.com is the Substack. Tyler Dunn. Holy cow. Sorry, Tyler. Tyler Dunn is the man behind golongtd. When Mike's not here, sometimes it just goes to hell. I guess got to be honest with you. How's it going, man?
I'm doing great. You know, I thought I might see you last night.
I was just going to ask you, like, what was that? Why were you at a show that I didn't? I think I probably knew about it. I think I saw Facebook ads or something. Who was this dude you went and saw last night?
I tell you what, if you're a true country fan, country folk, you know, just real, we're not talking Luke Bryan BS. You had a tough decision to make last night. I think Cody Jinks was out of Canandaigua, yep. And Charles Wesley Godwin was here at the town ballroom.
Right, so, that's it, yeah.
Stayed local because I'm getting old, and even then it was pretty late.
I'll bet. All right, well, good deal. I hope I trust it was a good outing.
It was unbelievable. Packed house. I mean, the line to get in just stretched as long as you can imagine. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it just shows that Buffalo knows good music.
Love it, man. Love it. Speaking of the ballroom, Sturgill played there a long time ago before I even knew. Are you up on that? Did you get the new record yet? Did you get tickets for the tour? Because we're going to Boston. I know it's football season, so it might be tough for you, but we're all in. Family of four heading to Boston to see Sturgill in November.
I love it, Chris. You know what? I've got a few stories bookmarked. I've been lagging. I have to catch up. He's got like a new name, right? He's rebranding and everything.
Sure. Yes. Johnny Blue Skies. Yeah, right.
It's going to be, I mean, he's Sturgill Simpson. So everything he does is great. And we've been waiting for something, but I don't know. Honestly, I've kind of been back into the old country. David Allen Coe and Waylon Jennings, you know, Bo Cephas, kind of been going back to the roots lately.
All right. Good deal. I love it. Love it. So what's cooking? I know you've got Rob Johnson tonight on one of these live happy hours that you do.
Absolutely. Yep. We're going to have the great Rob Johnson, because as everybody knows, it really wasn't a quarterback controversy. Rob Johnson was the superior quarterback to Doug Flutie. I'm not quite sure what all the fuss was about. but no, he's great. We've had him on the happy hour before, and I did a Q&A with him as well. Like I told Rob the last time, I always feel like George Costanza hanging out with Elaine's boyfriend, Tony. He's just so cool. Like, you just want to hang out with him. He kind of even looks like the rock climbing Tony from Seinfeld. So,
right.
He's just got stories for days. I mean, he does. The last time we had him on, he did not hold back. There is still a ton of animosity toward Doug Flutie, and he'll bring everybody right into the locker room and relive, I mean, an iconic quarterback controversy. I think to this day, it still kind of resonates.
We just talked about this. I don't know why it came up this week, but it did. And I told Mike, I've never told you this. Like, of course, I didn't know Mike yet, but I was working mornings then, and like the station we had, you know, vote Johnson, vote Flutie. Like, it was just daily. We were just beating each other with 2x4s about which guy was better or which guy should be playing. And it's the one and only time that my wonderful, beautiful wife Kirsten offered an opinion about my work, like specifically, like. You know, she pays attention, and I go to her for advice about things. But she flat out told me one day, "You're on the wrong side of this," because I was a Johnson guy, and she's like, "Who you are on the radio, you should be for the little guy, and you blew it."
No.
I'm like, "Well, wait.
You nailed it. You nailed it, bullseye." To this day, that take has aged beautifully. Trust me, she's wrong.
I love it. Well, so how can people are subscribers, you send a link and that's how they can participate in this? Like, how's that all shake out?
Yep, just golongtd.com. It's right on the website. You just click the story, and then within there, the Zoom link is right there. It's for our paid subscribers. So if there's some new readers out there thinking about joining, maybe a good time to yep. hop on in for $8 a month. We've had Preston Brown on. I've always tried to get the Bills players on. So
right.
definitely know where the bread is buttered.
Good deal. Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com on the Western Hotline with us. So camps are starting to trickle open here. The Bills will have their first official practice on Wednesday after veterans report on Tuesday. The rookies are already in. And what the overall, the macro here, what do you see for the Bills in 2024? We know the roster is turned over a lot. It feels like almost maybe like a little bit like the first great experiment of Josh Allen's career now that he's established as a superstar and a franchise quarterback and all that, whatever the labels you want to put on him. But the roster is going to look different. So I don't know. What's the way forward, you think, for the Bills?
Yeah, this has got to be the most fascinating training camp for the Buffalo Bills in quite some time. I mean, Brandon Bean has said it, you know, publicly at his press conferences, and we've got into it when we sat down for a one-on-one last month. But, I mean, they are reinventing themselves as a team completely. I think some of it's out of necessity. You go back to March and all the salary that you had to shed. And, you know, before that new cap number came in, they're looking at 50-plus in the red. So they had to say farewell to a lot of these players. But I think that Brandon Bean also knows that there is a value. I mean, he said this. To players going back into that playoff moment without those scars, without 13 seconds, without the snow game against Cincinnati, without wide right and, you know, losing to the Chiefs by the skinnier teeth. So it's going to be a very different team. I mean, you just look at the roster, both sides. There's a lot of new players, and they did get younger, but even some of these veterans, MVS, Curtis Samuel, eager to see how they kind of fit into everything. It's going to be an adjustment, and I think they know that. I think they know, like, September, October, it might take a while for this offense to get churning and find its identity, but it's not about September. It's not about October. It's about hitting everything at the right time. So right now is when it all starts to kind of piece together.
So much conversation about the receiving core, of course, even before Diggs got traded and the draft and everything that has happened here. Who do you like there? Do you think they've done enough? Because when I use the phrasing great experiment, I feel like that specifically is maybe the Bills, all their roster turnover. All right, let's see if we can get by without spending $30 million on a wide receiver. Let's see how that looks. And, you know, they could blow up in their faces. We'll see. What do you think of what they've done and haven't done at receiver?
Right. I mean, because if Brandon Bean or Sean McDermott, they're taking truth serum, they would prefer to have a stud wide receiver, right? Like you're taking that Diggs medicine this year all in one big gulp to maybe have a shot next spring to sign somebody, trade for somebody. I wouldn't put it past the front office to do something bold that they've done before, whether it's Diggs, Von Miller. I mean, they're not afraid to do it when they've got the money to spend. And so a lot of this is out of necessity. But you know what? Hey, Bill Polian and those Colts teams, when they were banging on that Super Bowl door and they couldn't bust through, I mean, they just kind of looked in the mirror and said, all right, we need players who are going to win in the playoffs. And Love Diggs. I think that, honestly, his reputation has taken too much of a hit here locally. It's like people kind of forget how freaking good he was. I think he's still really good. I mean, I was down there at the Texans mini camp. Man, he looks rejuvenated. But that offense is, it's going to be scary. And by the way, that's a team you got to get past here. At the same time, look at the playoff performance. Like, something is missing. And what's the definition of insanity? It's just
right.
Something again and again and again. And, you know, obviously we've discussed the head coach. He's not going anywhere. So, short of that big of a change, you've got to drastically change up the roster. And maybe this is something that helps you at that point. But to answer your question, I like MVS. I think that he is somebody that has a third or fourth option that can get deep. That he was signed late, and I think that was a concern most of the offseason. Like, okay, Keon Coleman, solid, but not necessarily a burner. Curtis Samuel can line up everywhere, but hasn't necessarily been that consistent deep threat. I don't think Marquez Valdes-Scantling has lost a step at all. They can scheme him up into some one-on-one matchups. And, hey, he made a big play against this team in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, after a season where he was maybe most notorious for dropping balls. I remember saying going into that game, I always worry about playing a team that has a reputation for dropping the ball, because what if they don't drop it? And then we get to the playoffs and they didn't drop it, unfortunately, for the Bills. Yeah, The revisionist history on Diggs, I think maybe last Thursday or Friday, Tyler, I talked a lot about Brandon Ayuk. And a lot of the feedback I got, both on the phones and on social media, was like, oh, why do I want to do that again? Didn't you learn anything from Diggs? And I'm like, what do you mean? Because it ended badly? Diggs was a monster for 4 years. He changed the entire competitive outlook of the franchise when he got here. He helped establish Allen. Like, what do you mean? Didn't I learn? What I learned is that he was great, and I would like to be great again. Like, sure, I know the money's a lot, and the drama is a lot, and nobody's going to miss that, but I think, you know, the thing that we were clamoring, I think, out here for the Bills to do was to augment their passing offense with a better second option. Like, all this talk about, they're not going to be favoring anyone, so teams aren't going to know who to focus on. I'd like that if it was Stephon Diggs and T. Higgins more than if it was just like your name here, which is kind of what it feels like.
I'm with you 100%. I think we all kind of remember a guy like Terrell Owens getting the key to the city. And it's like Stephon Diggs was everything that Russ Brandon and the Bills thought T.O. would have been way back when. You know, just a alpha, you know, somebody who's going to be a habitual line stepper and ruffle feathers, but for all of the right reasons. Like, is going to help a group of young receivers, and not just receivers, young players, believe in themselves. And they were good. He came in, and they were great offensively. And, he definitely ruffled some feathers behind the scenes. I think it just reached a point where the Bills were like, okay, you know, enough is enough. I'm not quite sure what that smoking gun was. It was probably a collection of things. And let's not forget, I mean, everything I was told is that Stephon Diggs wanted out. He said, trade me. And he didn't want to play for this team, for this coach anymore. Now, like I said to Brandon, like, you could have told him too bad. You're under contract. We're paying you a lot of money.
Right.
They could have taken it to that extreme, but I think they didn't, because this is a transition, because they want to go younger, and because they wanted to create a vacuum of new leaders to kind of emerge and set a tone. You know, for better or worse, that's the big swing that they took here. And much like trading with the Chiefs on draft day, I kind of appreciate the bravado, right? The fortitude to, you know, just trade them to a contender. You know, don't be afraid. You do what's best for the Bills, and we'll see how it plays out.
Right. Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com on the Western Hotline with us for just a few more minutes. Let's talk about the Dolphins and the Jets if we can here in the time we have left, because usually, especially when I'm on alone with you, we end up just talking about the one thing, and then it's 25 after, you know, the hour, and I'm like, oh, we didn't get to it. So the Jets, I know you obviously have a lot of background and whatnot with Aaron Rodgers. I feel like, of course, the roster's loaded, and of course Aaron Rodgers has been one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen. something about the whole thing, I just feel like, is very fragile. Like, I think the head coach has been kind of emasculated. The coordinator offensively has been, you know, I just feel like the first sign of adversity, the guys in that locker room might start eating each other.
Yeah, that's where this is going. I just don't see how this pieces together for the Jets. And I mean, it's probably two different conversations. We can talk about Aaron Rodgers, the leader, the person, all of the – I mean, he went to Egypt? So was he going to summon ghosts of ancient pharaohs and bring that back in ayahuasca form and spread it around the locker room? Like, you just don't know what the hell this guy is going to do, who he's going to throw under the bus, when he's going to throw him under the bus. Yeah, I guess he'll do his McAfee thing again. I mean, Nathaniel Hackett is just along for the ride. I mean, he's – a joke at this point. I know we're not allowed to break any codes. He didn't like that with Sean Payton, but just not a good coach. It's Aaron Rodgers' offense, which wouldn't be a bad thing if he could still move like he did 3 years ago and he had Devontae Adams. But for all of the, you know, he made the comment on the golf course hoping he'll play with Devontae again, and Devontae Adams has been complaining about the Raiders on podcasts all offseason. He's sending a message. I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. And he's off of a torn Achilles. And the last time we saw Rodgers, he wasn't moving well in Green Bay. Right? I mean, his strength is not functioning within an offense. You know, hearing a play from a smart coach, which they don't have, and then executing that play. His strength has always been freelancing.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't respect Mike McCarthy back when they were winning the Super Bowl. And that's fine because, hell, you got Jordy Nelson out there, Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams, you're audibling, you're operating off of feel, but you can't do that when you've got young players that, by the way, you didn't work with in minicamp because you went to Egypt. I don't see how this works out. He just can't escape pressure like he once did at his age.
Yeah, that I've said a few times. I mean, it's one set of videos of him rolling out during OTAs, I guess, before he went to Egypt. And Tyler, I've said it this way. He looks like me when I go to cross a somewhat busy street and realize the bus is moving faster than I thought. And I go, I got to pick it up a little bit. Got to get it. Like, that's what Rodgers looked like rolling out. And, like, that doesn't look NFL ready to me.
You know, the analogy that I was thinking of, you know, when you're driving down, like, the road and there's a crow in the middle of the road and he just gets out of the way at the last split second because crows are genius. By the way, but yeah, that's
oh, yeah, they talk, like, they talk, crows, yeah. They definitely talk. They're hanging out on those telephone poles and they're just like looking at us going, I'm gonna mess that dude up.
I mean,
crows freak me out.
We need attack crows in this country. We got to somehow harness the skill of crows to our advantage as humans. But yeah, that's Rodgers. He's just kind of, you know, putzing around, and it's not going to work when you've got edge rushers that run 4.4 and 4.5s. It's just not.
Yeah. How about the Dolphins? Obviously, the Tua contract extension. I still feel like, for all the concern about it, they'll figure something out there. I expect. I mean, I guess they don't have to, but I feel like we've done this dance with Dak Prescott and just other quarterbacks, and they'll figure it out. What do you think of them this year?
I do like how they're leaning into their identity. I mean, they know what they want to be. They want to unleash speed and every, you know, tangent, every contour of the field. You've got probably four or five of the fastest, if not the fastest, players in the NFL, especially with Jalen Wright in the fourth round. That's a steal. So, man, I mean, it's going to work through September, October, November. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll all be hyping them up again. They'll probably be in first place in the division. And then, you know, nothing really matters when it comes to the Dolphins until January, because that's where this offense and this quarterback have struggled. You know, I think the Tua conversation has gotten a little bastardized. He did play pretty well in the cold a couple of years ago here, right, for 3.5 quarters. So he's done it. A little bit at times, but for the most part, it's been ugly. And I think that's probably their hesitation in handing the guy 55, 56 mil a year when in the AFC, unless you just plan on being the number one seed year in and year out, you've got to go into the cold. Cleveland, Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, Cincinnati. You've got to go through these venues that time of year. And we just haven't really seen it in him at that time of year. And some of that's on the coaching, too. You know, in the cold at Arrowhead, they just stopped running the ball, which was dumb. So maybe they learned from that, too. But I do like the fact that they know what they are, and they've got to pay him. They've got to go for it now when you look at the Jalen Waddle, the Bradley Chubb, the Tyreek Hill contract. So I don't know. I'm not in. I'm not out. Just kind of on hold until January.
Yeah. Like I expect them to have pretty much the kind of regular season they had last year, but I don't consider them a Super Bowl threat because they just haven't really shown that they can punch with the big boys yet. I guess there's probably a couple of exceptions to that. They had that big game against Baltimore a couple years ago, but mostly it just last year especially, they just couldn't beat anybody. So, you know, they'll get fat on the weaker teams on their schedule and probably win their 10 or 11 games. But I'm until further notice, I'm not ready to take them seriously. What do you think ends up happening with Tyreek Hill? He's talking about a new contract. Obviously, the market went bonkers again, but they just signed Waddle. And I'm telling you, Tyler, the second they signed Waddle, the first thing I said was, well, that's the end of Tyreek Hill. I think after this year, if I'm them, I'm going to give Tua a big contract. I just gave Waddle a big contract. I am not wrapping up that kind of money in three players. So I think Hill is probably done after this year. Maybe he just doesn't know it yet.
It's similar to the Brandon Ayuk situation where these teams would love to make a go at it this year and wait on paying this receiver, and the receiver's not really happy because they see where this market went. I mean, I just did a story on Christian Kirk, and remember, he was mocked and memed and ridiculed for the money he got a couple years ago. You know, he's like the 24th highest paid receiver now.
Yes.
He's underpaid at this point. The market just went bananas. I don't know. I mean, it's easy for me to say it's not my money. I feel like they just pay him, though. He was the best player in the NFL before he got hurt there in mid-December, so I don't think he's slowing down, and we're just talking about leaning into their identity and what they want to be. If he's unhappy, maybe he does get this thing messy. I don't think he will, though. I think he'll play, and they have that conversation middle of the season, toward the end of the season, but they do pay him eventually.
All right, Tyler, what time does the Rob Johnson hysteria start tonight? The happy hour, what time is that at?
7 o'clock Eastern. So, yes, they just celebrated like his wife's birthday the other day. So he's carving out time. He's got kids that are playing sports all over the place, but he loves doing it. He's got stories to share and just a cool chance for everybody to fire away and ask these guys whatever you want.
All right, good deal. Go long. Do any jokers show up in there to tweak him about Flutie, or is it, are people pretty decent?
Hey, if you want to, come on in. we won't shut anybody down.
All right.
Come on in and ask anything you'd like.
Curious what that world is like. Do people subscribe just so they can yell at Rob Johnson? Like, I don't know. I mean, social media is free, I guess, maybe. They reserve it for there. All right. Anyway, good luck with that tonight, Tyler. Thanks for all the time, as always, and keep up the great work. And we'll look forward to visiting again later in the summer or once the season gets rolling, whatever.
Anytime, Bulldog. Thanks so much for having me, man.
That's our dude, Tyler Dunn. GoLongTD.com is where you find his work. Very few people writing the kind of football content that Tyler is churning out. Long form, deep, deep depth reporting and writing. So excellent, excellent site. Great resource and super cool dude as well. So check that out again. GoLongTD.com is the Substack for Tyler Dunn's work. We'll hit a timeout, pick up on some of what we talked about there about the Bills or the Dolphins and the Jets as we move along here. Paul Hamilton slated to join the show in about half an hour, 35 minutes or so. So we've got some time for your calls at 803-0550 if you are so inclined. Mike Shope is off today. Along with Zach Jones, I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!